Welcome to Stand in the Gap Today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler of the American Pastors Network, addressing the most critical issues impacting our culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. Learn more about the work of the American Pastors Network at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.
Well, good Monday afternoon to each and every one of you, wherever you might be out there in Stand in the Gap territory. I happen to be Gary Dahl, and along with me is Sam Rohr and Dave Kistler. In fact, in the studio with me today is Dave Kistler and his brother Dan Kistler. They are twins and just, what, a minute apart?
Gary, exactly 1 minute apart. It was a race to the finish line, and I came out first.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time I've come out first. Yes, Dan has pretty much won everything since.
Dan, welcome to Stand in the Gap. Glad to have you with us.
Oh, well, thank you. I just wanted you to know I had a hold of Dave's heel when I was born.
So. I read about that in the Bible.
<That's right. laughs> No, it's great to be here. Great to be here.
Glad to have you. And Sam, how are you doing today, my friend?
I am doing very well. I'm anchoring the eastern part of the state, and you know, it's kind of out of balance, 3-1, 3 on the eastern western side and 1 on the eastern side today. So I feel like the three of you there are going to outthink, outshout, and outcomment me today. Is that true?
I doubt that that's true, but I do want to ask you, do you feel like you're on a teeter-totter?
No, I can't say that I've had that sensation today.
What it is, Sam, is it takes three of us. It takes between the three of us, Gary, my brother and I, we have one brain, and so it takes three of us to compete with you.
Oh, I'm sure that is. Well, I mean, I don't know what the listeners think about the intellectual commentary at the beginning of this program, but that's interesting that you put it that way. I don't believe it, but that's interesting.
Well, we try to be intellectual. Anyway, we do want to welcome everybody, and of course today we are delighted to have some new radio stations with us in Oklahoma and Texas, New Mexico and Pennsylvania, and we are delighted to have you with us no matter where you might be. This particular program is on this radio station at this same time every day, Monday through Friday, and we are delighted to have you with us if you are on one of those stations, and we ask you to continue to pray for us. What we do here on Stand in the Gap today is try to take the issues that we face in the world around us and examine those issues from the Bible, the biblical and the constitutional perspective, and try to come up with right answers, right solutions to the situations that we face in the world around us. And, you know, if you like this program, we would encourage you to spread the word about it to your friends and relatives and your in-laws and your outlaws and all of that. But we're delighted to have you with us today, and particularly all those of you who are listening on those new radio stations. Also, we have a brand new website up. If you would like to go there, you can see what Sam and Dave and I look like, as well as, you won't want to look at those pictures maybe too long, but you can get information about this ministry. And that, of course, is www.standinthegapradio.com, www.standinthegapradio.com. And so you can even listen on the Internet there or through the website. So feel free to activate that if you wish. But we are delighted to have each and every one of you with us. And certainly we even are anticipating other stations coming on our network one of these days very soon. So we ask you to pray for us as this particular ministry and this particular broadcast that is put together under the auspices of the American Pastors Network continues to grow. Well, gentlemen, this is a very interesting week. I mean, a lot of things have taken place over the weekend that we are going to be talking about today. But, we're anticipating quite an interesting presidential debate coming up on Thursday evening. It's going to be at 9 o'clock on Fox. And Sam, we're actually right now watching to see who's actually going to be on that stage. We know that the top 10 in the presidential candidates will be there. And I think that there are several of them who are actually tied for 9th or 10th place, at least the last time I noticed that. And I think that Fox is going to keep this thing open until about 5 o'clock in the evening on Thursday. And then, of course, at 5 o'clock in the evening, they'll determine what 10 men what 10 men will actually be on that particular stage. And I'm wondering if you can share with us any insight on who you think is going to be on that stage at this particular point in time.
Well, Gary, I can tell you what the summary total is right now, as put up by Real Clear Politics. They summarize about 15 different research entities, and they're in this order: Trump 20.8, Walker 13.3, Bush 12.5, Carson now drops down into single digits. So the only three that are in double digits are Trump, Walker, Bush. Then within the margin of error, 6.2 Carson, 6.0 Cruz, 6.0 Huckabee, 6.0 Rubio, 5.8 Rand Paul. So you take the next seven, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or six of them. Six of them all are basically a statistical dead heat. And then they drop down into the three range, Kasich 3.5 and Christie 3.0. Below that, they begin to drop all the way off to Lindsey Graham with basically hardly showing up with a 0.5%. So I would say Graham is not going to be there. Fiorino is right there. Is likely not going to be there. Santorum has not shown anything. It would be a remarkable thing if he were to come forth into that. Jindal is about the same as Santorum, 1.5%. They've been hanging in there, 1.5 to 2% the whole time. They have not been able to break out. Even Rick Perry is in the 2.5 range, which is really not much at all. So I think that what's here, unless something dramatically happens between now and Thursday, I think the numbers we gave here are probably going to be the ones: Trump, Walker, Bush, Carson, Cruz, Huckabee, Rubio, Paul, Kasich, and Christie are likely to be the ones that are going to stay, I think.
It'll be very interesting to watch that debate. And Dave, I'm wondering what you think Trump's impact is going to be on the debate. I mean, you know, it's just going to be interesting to see what he does with those other nine.
Well, you know, the discussion is basically centered on, will he be bombastic like he has been on many occasions up to this point as he's talked about the other candidates, or will he tone down, you know, his rhetoric and try to be more presidential? My thinking would be this, gentlemen, that Donald Trump is who Donald Trump is. I have no doubt whatsoever that he may tone down his approach just a tad. But what I'm curious to see is, if someone goes after him, will Trump just, you know, throw caution to the wind, and will he respond as he's done to the criticisms that have come his way in times past? And I think that's probably going to be the case. And, you know, to be honest with you, Sam, Gary, I think a lot of people are tuning in for no other reason than to see the fireworks that could result from some type of criticism being lobbed toward Donald Trump, and then to see his response. But, you know, either way, unless he does something incredibly dumb in the debate on Thursday, I think he's going to still be at the top of the ladder, so to speak, for the next several weeks, unless something really, really strange happens, or maybe he does not answer a policy question in an appropriate way. I think he's continuing to stay at the top.
Well, it'll be interesting to watch, and he just stays up on top no matter what. I think he has the capability to really chew some of those guys up and spit them out. I mean, really, because he is, we're not endorsing him.
No, not at all.
But he is just who he is.
He is, and that's what people appreciate about him up to this point.
That's right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break, but we will be back with more Stand in the Gap today right after this. Don't go away. We will be here back after these messages.
I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. If you're a parent or grandparent and want to help bring spiritual renewal to America, here's where you should start: with your children and grandchildren. Our children need a godly education, one that mirrors the Christian values embraced by our founders and taught in the home by many of you. BJU Press, the Christian homeschool curriculum leader, makes homeschooling fun and exciting. Exceeding all national standards, BJU Press textbooks are accurate, dependable, and well-researched. They're designed to promote excellence for everyone. every child and are adaptable to different learning styles and challenges. Carefully integrating a true biblical worldview throughout BJU Press textbooks set the standard for academic instruction. That's why I so strongly endorse BJU Press textbooks and encourage their use by homeschoolers and Christian schools alike. If you're a parent and want to find out more, visit BJU Press online at bjupresshomeschool.com or by calling 800-845-5731. That's bjupresshomeschool.com.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
There are but 155 years left at which time the world will come to an end, wrote Christopher Columbus in his book Libro de las Profecias. The signs which convinces me that our Lord is hastening the end is the preaching of the gospel in so many lands. Though his predictions were off, Columbus described his motivation for setting sail this day, August 3, 1492, with the Nina Pinta and Santa Maria. He carried a letter from King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella to the Grand Khan of India with the instructions to see the said princes and people and the manner which should be used to bring about their conversion to our holy faith.
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
Hey, Grandma, can you help me with this new Common Core assignment? I'm supposed to read all about global warming and how we're polluting the air just by breathing. I held my breath 10 times today because I don't want to hurt those poor polar bears.
Oh, honey, don't you worry. There are 4 times as many polar bears now than when I was a kid. You can breathe safely because you're not polluting anything. That's just another government scheme cooked up to tax and control people.
But it's right here in my Common Core book, Grandma. I'll get a bad grade if I say that. What shall I do?
Get Common Core out of your state. If you would just make this your project, you could change the country.
Learn more about the Federal Common Core and PA Core standards and call your representatives today and ask them to stop the national takeover of education. Go to nopacommoncore.com or call Richard at 484-678-2236. Pennsylvanians Against Common Core brought you this message.
The Pocket Testament League presents Pocket Power. Read, carry, and share the gospel every day. Tongue-tied when it comes to witnessing? Then let God's Word do the talking for you.
I have a friend who lives in the Middle East and he has no easy access to the Scriptures. I offered him a free copy of John's Gospel and he was very happy to get it. How good to know that the Holy Spirit will apply these words to his heart.
Hello, this is Mike Brickley, president of the Pocket Testament League. Reading the Bible every day is so easy when you always have it with you. You won't even need a backpack. You can carry one right in your pocket. What are you waiting for?
It seems every day we meet people through door-to-door witnessing. We give gospels to those who want them. I truly appreciate what you are doing. May God bless you.
What are you waiting for? Read, carry, and share the gospel every day. For more information, call 1-800-636-8785 or visit pocketpower.org. That's pocketpower.org.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and stand in the gap today.
Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Delight to have you with us wherever you might be. And, of course, our announcer there talked about the website. But we have a new website, too, that we would like for you to go to. It's standinthegapradio.com. And it's all about this radio program, along with two other radio programs that we produce from the American Pastors Network. That would be Stand in the Gap Weekend, as well as Stand in the Gap 1 Minute presentation that Sam Rohr does on a regular basis. And so if you go to standinthegapradio.com, you can learn about that. I mentioned at the beginning of the last segment that we are welcoming a number of new stations on the radio today with us, including some stations in Texas. It's KJRT in Amarillo. It's KVED 88.5 in Vernon, Texas. By the way, Amarillo is 88.3. We have also KWAS 88.7 in Borger, Texas. We have KPDR 90.3 in Wheeler, Texas, and KIJN FM 92.3 in Farwell, Texas. And Dave, you're pretty much connected in Texas. You know some of those places?
You know, Gary, I do. I've been in some of those cities or very close to some of those cities. All of them are very beautiful cities. I love Amarillo, so a shout out if I could to my friends in Amarillo. Great place in Texas. Of course, it's the state my wife is from, so I am a displaced Texan.
In Pennsylvania today.
In Pennsylvania.
Anyway, glad to have you. But we are delighted to have all of those stations and their listeners, and we'll be talking about more of them later on as we go throughout this program. We were talking about Donald Trump, Sam, and before we segue into the next topic that we want to bring up, I just have a question, and that is, why has Trump been able to successfully deflect all criticism and controversy surrounding him? I mean, things come up, but they just roll right off his back. What is the? Why does that happen?
Gary, there are a lot of people trying to figure that out. Matter of fact, the GOP leadership this morning came out and said that they really fully expect that that he will withdraw and he'll not be a factor come the Iowa caucus.
That's what they wish.
Well, this is the thing. They make a few more comments that one he will do himself in that because he is not scripted. He will fall into a trap that will engulf him, so forth and so on. Now, on the other hand, Peggy Noonan, the writer, I mean, she's been involved politically as a writer, and people know her. I read some commentary from her, and she said, "Nah, I wouldn't go that way, folks." She said, "I don't think you ought to worry about him falling in the hole because of not being scripted, because he frankly doesn't need a script." The fact of his bombastic nature is already kind of baked into the cake. That's how people know him to be. That's what they expect and so forth. And so she says, I don't think that at all. So lots of speculation. But back to your question, why is it not? I think to some degree it's partially what she said. It's already baked into the cake. He already has a presence. He is already known for what he has done and the way he is. And as long as he remains the way he is, and doesn't try to be led, or somebody doesn't try to direct him, that'll be his strength. And I would agree with Peggy on that. So, Gary, I think as long as he addresses the issues directly, and not worrying about being politically correct, that's why people are listening. As far as why things don't stick, I think it still comes back to the same thing. He just says, I don't really care what you say. This is what I think. So lots of speculation, but I say, and again, you know, as we've talked here, I mean, he's got a background. There's no question. People shouldn't forget that he was a big Hillary supporter not many years ago. He has answered that, but he's going to have to answer it again. And there's a few things along that line that some are saying he's not really in it for the long haul. But time will tell on that.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. I think that in time there will be other questions he's going to have to answer relating to things that he's said and done and things that he's supported in the past that right now he's sort of trying to run away from, although I'm sure he'll come up with an answer. But Dan Kistler, I have a question for you, and then, of course, we will move on to the next subject. And that is there anything that other candidates can learn from Trump?
Well, Dr. Gary, I think there is. What Sam just said, I think, is an important point. The fact that he is, I'll use the word real. I mean, what you see is what you get. And I think the American,
like it or not.
Right. Yeah. Whether you agree or not, I mean, he is what he is. And the American people, many of them, and I think this is probably why he's leading, the other candidates, is because, you know, he says what he thinks and, you know, and believes what he's saying, you know, whether we agree or not, you know. And I think a lot of the candidates need to learn from that. You know, the American people, particularly people like us, which we would not agree with Donald Trump on a lot of things, but we want somebody to be real. What they say is what they believe, and they're not ashamed of it. And quit playing politics and quit trying to – you know, how many times have we seen a candidate really say something strong, and then when they get challenged on it, they back down?
Right.
And the American people are tired of that. So I think that's the one thing that's very refreshing, you know, about Donald Trump. You know, again, whether you agree or not, he's kind of a refreshing candidate.
Sometimes they even apologize for things that they shouldn't be apologizing for, like Martin O'Malley last week or 2 weeks ago, you know.
Right.
Just, you know, saying that all life matters, and he got in trouble for saying that. Yeah, and he backed down.
Absolutely. Why can't you believe something and stick with it?
That's it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want to encourage you to watch the presidential debate. It will be Thursday evening at 9 o'clock Eastern Time on Fox News Channel, and so you'll want to follow that up, I'm certain. We want to go into another subject now, talking about our current president, and of course we realize that he has been very much involved with this Iranian agreement. You know, it's something that we've talked about a lot on this program, which we believe is not good for Israel. It's not good for the United States of America. And it's not a treaty, it's an agreement, and it's, I think, Dan, you yesterday at the church where we attended explained the difference between a treaty and an agreement and so forth, and you had a fine job with that. But it's interesting to note that last week President Obama sent out a letter to invite people to be on a conference call to deal with what he thinks are the benefits of this Iranian agreement. Dave, you want to comment on that a little bit?
Well, Gary, let me just simply read the letter. And this went out to people all over the United States of America. I actually did not get this myself. I think maybe you did. I know someone sent it or forwarded it to me. But the email says this, and I'm quoting from the president, quote, "The Iranian deal is an historic one. After about 2 years of tough and intensive negotiations, the U.S. and our international partners reached a deal that will verifiably prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. We refused to take a bad deal. Instead, taking the time to press for a deal that met every one of our bottom lines, and that's exactly what we've got. But as we've seen time and time again, that won't stop politicians and pundits from spreading misinformation and falsehoods about the Iranian deal." And there's more in the email, but I'll stop right there. Gentlemen, I'm going to be honest with you. When I saw this the first time, it literally caused anger to start in my feet and work its way upward like a thermometer. We did not get every one of our bottom lines. We did not get what was good for us and for our allies. What we got was an incredibly bad deal for us and the nation of Israel. And so, gentlemen, the misinformation is not coming from the pundits and the politicians. The misinformation is coming from the president himself.
Well, it is. And of course, you know, we know that he's not going to back down. I mean, he is not going to back down whatsoever. And Sam, I think I know what your answer to this question is going to be, but I'm going to ask it anyway. And that is, what is the motivation behind Barack Obama in pushing through this particular agreement with Iran? I mean, it doesn't make any sense for Israel. It doesn't make any sense for us. What's motivating him to come up with such a ludicrous deal here?
Well, Gary, I think it's a couple things, and you could, a lot of suspicion about it, but very clearly, because it's not good for Israel, because it's not good for the United States, and so many on a broad base believe it and know it to be, means that what he's saying is not true. Therefore, he's lying about what this thing is about. Therefore, once you say you're be lying about something, then you got to say, all right, what are you trying to do? Some would say he's trying to have a legacy. He'd like to go out saying he's brought peace to the Middle East. Well, a lot of people have tried to do that, but I don't think that's going to happen. At the end of the day, I think what he's been doing is that this is helping to consolidate, I think, from a biblical, prophetical perspective, not that he's trying to do it for that reason, but this is what's the end result being, is that this is actually putting Iran in league with Russia and China in an enormous way. in strengthening the ties between those nations. Is that why he's trying to do it? I don't know, but I believe, Gary, at the end of the day, at the heart of it, it is to lessen the role and the significance of the United States in world government. I think that has a lot to do with it. These other things are what's happening.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we need to pray for Israel. We need to pray for the United States of America. We need to pray that this this agreement will not go through, and it may not go through. Maybe we can talk a little bit about that when we come back. But anyway, it's a serious thing. Well, we're going to take a break. We will be back with more right after this, so don't you dare go away.
These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. Thomas Paine, The American Crisis, 1776.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Pam Puso. There is a verdict in Colorado from the jury deciding a life or death sentence for Colorado movie theater shooter James Holmes.
Defense lawyers want the jury to have sympathy for Holmes. The district attorney has kept the focus on all of his victims.
Fox's Dan Springer in Centennial, Colorado. The verdict will be read 2 hours from now. Officials say there's no specific or credible threat, but the Department of Homeland Security is warning that drones could be used in attacks on the U.S. This as more and more drones are sharing the skies with airliners.
The FAA says there are reports of near collisions between drones and passenger aircraft almost every day, 25 a month, with 4 since Friday in the New York, New Jersey area, including one where the pilot actually took evasive action.
That's Fox's Rick Leventhal at New York's JFK Airport. This is a Fox News alert.
There's hundreds of fun and simple things you and your family can do to live a healthier lifestyle. Here's 20 of them. Eat less, eat slower, eat smarter, eat your fruits and veggies, stop eating before you're full, up your fiber, lower your calories, get off the bus early, do some gardening, do jumping jacks, take the stairs, take one, not two, take on a new sport, take a long walk home, walk instead of drive, bend, stretch, reach for the stars, climb the monkey bars, skip the fudge bars. Search We Can online to find more ways you and your family can get healthy together. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
All right. I know this isn't any fun to talk about, but we should. So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Nowhere to be found. Batteries?
Dead.
Great. Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
No. What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Good enough. Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
And what about food?
Nope.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated, yeah?
The library!
Aunt Joan's house.
The bus stop.
Great. And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Sounds like we don't have a plan. Who's up for mini golf?
Winging it is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and stand in the gap today.
Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and along with Sam Rohr and Dave Kistler and his twin brother Dan Kistler, who's with us just this week. I'm Gary Dahl, and we want to welcome you to Stand in the Gap Today. We have a number of new stations that we are going on today. We listed the ones in Texas, but we also have three news stations in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, including WFBM, that's 90.5 FM in the Beaver Springs and Richfield areas. Then we also have, it's a translator of WFBM, that's at 90.1 FM in Sealands Grove and Sunbury, PA. And then also WFBA, 90.5 FM in the Mount Carmel and Frackville, Pennsylvania area. We are delighted to have those of you who are listening on those stations with us. And this is Stand in the Gap. It's a ministry of the American Pastors Network. And we are on the radio every day at this same time to talk about the issues that are taking place in the country, in the world, from the biblical and the constitutional perspective. We try to make an application so that when you leave this particular program, you can understand those issues from that biblical and constitutional perspective. We also encourage you to go to our website, which is www.standinthegapradio.com. That's www.standinthegapradio.com. And without a doubt, you can go there and receive some information that I think will be beneficial to you. You know, we were talking about this particular agreement that Barack Obama and John Kerry and the administration made with Iran and, well, there's four or five other countries involved with that, China, Russia, which I don't even know why they're in that. That's scary. Is it Germany? I'm trying to remember. I think it's five, right? Now, this agreement can be overturned, right, Dave?
Gary, it can. The problem is because it's considered an executive agreement and not a treaty, then it does not have to meet the two-thirds threshold of two-thirds of the senators, you know, confirming the treaty or approving the treaty. But it can be defeated in this way. Congress is going to vote on it here at the end of the 60-day period. They're probably going to vote that they do not want to accept it. But the president has vowed to veto whatever Congress votes. And so then it would go back to Congress. And if they could muster a two-thirds vote in the Senate to overturn it, then it could be overturned. And the person to watch on this as we watch this develop is Chuck Schumer. He is slated to be the next leader of the Democratic Party in the Senate. So he would be Senate Minority Leader because the Republicans control the Senate currently. So he has been very upset. In fact, he's been quite irate about this deal. He does not think it's a good deal. He himself is Jewish. He has a large Jewish constituency. So he's obviously going to be interested in what the nation of Israel is going to get or not get relative to this deal. If he were to defect, Gary and Sam, if he were to say, I want to see this deal nullified, I will not vote for it, and because others in the Senate want to be in good with him, because he's going to be the next Senate leader for the Democratic Party, rather, then they may defect with him. So it is possible for there to be an override of the president's veto. It looks unlikely, very unlikely at this point. However, stranger things have happened. So what I encouraged the folks here, Gary, yesterday at church and Sunday school to do, or last night, rather, was to pray that God would work to cause Mr. Schumer to be belligerent and adamant about his position and others follow him and this thing be stopped.
Sam, do you think that Chuck Schumer has the backbone to do that? I mean, you know, he's stood to the president a lot, although he has come out against him a couple of times in the past 6 years. But do you think that he has the backbone to stand against him to try to overturn this agreement?
Well, you know, what he's having to balance is the Jewish base against the party loyalty. And I'm not quite sure what, based on that, he may do. Gary, I think at the end of the day, the ability of the president to bring a lot of things to bear on these members will be significant, and I would say, except the Lord were to intervene in this regard, I don't think that there'll be enough individuals with spine sufficient on the Democrat side to stand up.
Well, it's a very serious issue, and ladies and gentlemen, we would encourage you to pray, because this particular agreement with Iran that the United States and China and Russia and Germany have come up with is not good at all for the nation of Israel. The thing that we need to recognize, though, fellas, is that God will take care of Israel, won't he, Dave?
Well, Gary, there's no question God will take care of his chosen people, the nation of Israel. My concern from a United States perspective is what we are doing to facilitate an agreement that is anti-Israel. What mm-hmm. does that
do
what
to
kind
us?
Of Yeah, what does that do to us, and what kind of negative impact is it going to have on the United States? Because Genesis 12:3 is still in the Bible. God says, I'll bless those that bless you, curse those that curse you. And we are turning our back on really our only ally, which is the nation of Israel.
And, you know, Benjamin Netanyahu, he's not going to back down. I wouldn't be surprised if he wouldn't come up with a preemptive strike, Dan.
Well, that's entirely possible. What I was going to mention, too, guys, from the standpoint of those of us, which we all do, love the Constitution. The Constitution mentions nothing of the president, you know, making executive agreements. You know, he can issue executive orders in limited circumstances and treaties, but this executive agreement thing, you know, and he's not the first to do this, obviously, but the Constitution says nothing about that. So for those of us who love the Constitution, you know, that angers us as well, that he would take this approach with such an important issue.
I want to make a correction. Germany is not one of those five nations. I was thinking that it was, but the fact of the matter is, the thing that concerns me is the idea that the United States of America is involved with China and Russia to make this thing happen, and it's kind of a sad situation. Well, you know, another thing that took place over the weekend, well, it goes back a couple of weeks, but this thing is just getting some teeth, and that is Franklin Graham. You know, Franklin Graham, boy, he's almost like Donald Trump in that he says what he believes. And Sam, over the week, recently, Franklin Graham made a statement, and how did he say that, Dave?
Well, basically what he said, it was a Facebook post that said Muslims should not be allowed to immigrate to the United States. They should be denied immigration status to the United States. And, of course, that prompted immediately a very visceral response from a pastor in Northwood Church in Keller, Texas. The gentleman's name is Bob Roberts Jr. He's the pastor there, and he linked arms with a gentleman named Mohammed Majid, who is the executive director of a group called ADAMS, ADAMS, which stands for the All Dulles Area Muslim Society, which is located just outside Washington, D.C. And both Pastor Roberts and this Muslim imam criticized Franklin Graham. And you actually, Gary said the following statement. I want to read it. They said, "This is not evangelical." In other words, the statement that Franklin Graham made, mm-hmm. this is not evangelical, and it's even less evangelistic. I don't want Muslims to think that we fear them or that they are our enemies. Now, here's what's so significant about that. This group ADAMS, this All Dulles Area Muslim Society outside D.C., is a self-proclaimed affiliate of ISNA, which is the Islamic Society of North America, which has already been identified as a front organization for the Muslim Brotherhood and a huge supporter of Hamas. And so here Franklin Graham makes a reasonable statement, what I believe is an accurate statement. If we have any inclination whatsoever that these folks have a jihadist bent, they should not be allowed to immigrate to the United States. And yet a pastor of what appears to be or what claims to be an evangelical church is teaming up with an Islamic imam to criticize Franklin.
Sam, you know, this is quite a strong statement from this pastor, Pastor Bob Roberts. You know, he says basically that it's not evangelical, it's not evangelistic for Graham to make such a statement. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, Gary, it shows his lack of understanding of what constitutes a nation. The purpose of immigration is not an evangelistic tool, particularly when this administration, those who are qualifying entrance into the country, have no fear of God. What do they think is going on? The fact of the matter is, the nation's policies that have always been in place in every nation to deny entrance to some people to accept them for others have everything to do about whether or not the entrance of those immigrants will in fact contribute to the prosperity, the freedom, the values of the nation. Now, the fact of the matter is, the Muslims that are being brought in under this administration are maybe they're of good physical health But I'm telling you, the ideology makes them a threat to the political, however you want to put it, the civil freedom, health of our nation. And that's the basis upon how they ought to be denied. This pastor is demonstrating significant ignorance when he makes a statement of this type. And so therefore, what Franklin Graham said, a bold statement, but in every regard, it is correct. It is correct.
Well, and, you know, we do need to be concerned about immigration into this nation. I mean, you know, certainly people are welcome to the United States of America, but I've often said they need to learn our language. This is my opinion. They need to learn our language. They need to get a job. They need to follow our principles and guidelines and our Constitution. And if they do that, they're welcome. If not, well, maybe there's another place for it. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back with more Stand in the Gap today, right after this.
Blessed is a man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding, for she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask of God, who gives generously to all. This is Roy Russell, president of the Life Financial Group, online at thelifegroup.org. For nearly 40 years, we have worked with believers and especially widows across the nation. We all need wisdom as it relates to our finances, taxes, and estate planning, but no one more than the widow who must manage on her own. We are financial advisors committed to a biblical worldview. We assist with your income taxes and give advice to help keep your taxes low. We also carefully invest your money to provide a comfortable retirement income, and we work closely with Christian attorneys to draft a believer's will and powers of attorney. Please call me with your questions or to discuss your needs and desires at 800-688-5800. That's 1-800-688-5800, or online at thelifegroup.org. That's thelifegroup.org.
Securities and advisory services offered through Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Once all the experts, political pundits, and philosophers declare their best advice for life, confusion and disagreement will still remain. On the other hand, King Solomon, the wisest man, shared advice that, if heeded, would provide direction and certainty. It would change the world. Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, Solomon said, "Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the entire duty of man. Because God will bring every action into divine review with every secret thing, and he will determine whether it was good or evil." That's right. Every deed, every action, and every thought, public or private, is being recorded by God Almighty, the great judge of all mankind. Everything, nothing hidden, nothing covered, nothing secret. How much do you fear God and keep his commands? I'm Sam Rohr of the American Pastors Network, asking you, whose advice are you heeding? Some human expert or God, who will judge even the experts?
Sign up as a partner at papastors.net.
A nation of well-informed men who have been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them cannot be enslaved. It is in the region of ignorance that tyranny begins. A quote from Benjamin Franklin.
Hey, Grandma, can you help me with my Common Core lesson on the Constitution? But the only part we're reading in eighth grade is the preamble and the First Amendment. I wonder when we'll get to study the rest of it. Didn't you say our founding fathers were wise patriots and wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to protect our freedom? This Common Core book we're reading says our founding fathers were racist and they didn't think women or blacks should ever be allowed to vote. She says, "we the people." Didn't really mean you and me, but some rich white guys. That just makes me feel terrible about our country. We need to change things.
Oh, honey, that's not true at all. Our country is the greatest country the world has ever seen, and our founding fathers worked hard to be fair to everyone. I'm going to call our school board and our state board of education and ask why they allow Common Core and this book in your school.
Call your representatives now and ask them to stop Common Core and restore local control. Pennsylvanians Against Common Core brought you this message. Go to nopacommoncore.com or call 484-678-2236.
Kings or Parliament could not give the rights essential to happiness. We claim them from a higher source, from the King of Kings and Lord of all the earth. They are not annexed to us by parchments and seals. They are created in us by the decrees of providence which establish the law of our nature. They are born with us, exist with us, and cannot be taken from us by any human power without taking our lives. A quote from John Dickinson, 1804.
The average text takes your eyes off the road for nearly 5 seconds. Stop the texts. Stop the wrecks. Visit us at stoptextstoprex.org.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and Stand in the Gap Today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Stand in the Gap Today, and along with Sam Rohr and Dave Kistler, as well as his twin brother Dan Kistler, who's in the studio today. I'm Gary Dahl, and we want to welcome you to Stand in the Gap Today. And we've gone on a number of news stations this afternoon, including, KJDR in Guymon, Oklahoma, and KUHC in Clayton, New Mexico. And so those of you who are listening on those radio stations, we thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company. And I remind you that we are broadcasting live in the Eastern time zone. So when I say good afternoon, it might be good morning to some of you or even good evening to some others. But we're delighted to have you with us no matter where you might be. And, you know, I just want to make a complete correction on the nations that have united on this treaty against Israel. It's Russia, China, France, United Kingdom, the United States of America, as well as the European Union. And Dave, you've got some information on a letter that was written. Actually, it was an editorial in the Wall Street Journal.
Yes, Gary. The article was written by a gentleman named Norman Podhoretz, and it appeared in the Wall Street Journal, and it was sent to me by a friend of mine who is a retired colonel in the Marine Corps. It's an outstanding article, and it basically sets the stage and says it is a false decision the president has set up. It's either this deal, this terrible deal for both us and Israel, or war is the only other alternative. And what Mr. Potteret says is this, and I'm going to quote him directly. He says, in allowing Iran to get a bomb, Mr. Obama is not averting war. What he is doing is setting the stage for a nuclear war between Iran and Israel. The reason stems from the fact that, with hardly an exception, all of Israel believes that the Iranians are deadly serious when they proclaim that they are bound and determined to wipe the Jewish state off the map. The brutal truth is that the actual alternatives before us are not Mr. Obama's deal or war. The real choices are these: conventional war now or nuclear war later. John Kerry recently declared that Israel would be making a quote-unquote huge mistake to take military action against Iran. But Mr. Kerry, as usual, is spectacularly wrong. Israel would not be making a mistake at all, let alone a huge one. On the contrary, it would be actually sparing itself and the rest of the world a nuclear conflagration in the not-too-distant future. So what he's saying is this: it's conventional war now or nuclear war later, and I believe he's 100% correct.
I do, too. Sam, you know, we talked a little bit about this a couple of segments ago, and that is, you know, what is the possibility that Israel, under the direction of Benjamin Netanyahu, might have a preemptive strike against Iran? I mean, do you think that that's at all a possibility as this thing continues to develop?
Gary, I think that it's more than a possibility. I think, as most astute observers of what's happening in the Middle East, be it from a strategic military perspective, geopolitical perspective, or prophetical, even from going down that road, that Israel will have no choice. And I believe that what the president's doing is truly trying to force them into this corner. No one can say that Netanyahu and Israel have not been saying for a long time. They have not changed their position. The reality of the threat of Iran has been real, and he is backing them. He, the president, has backed them into a corner, but is also, as we said earlier, by this agreement, he is bringing in an alignment of Iran and Russia and China in the EU into this piece, who are going to be conducting through NATO these military exercises October 1st through November 6th, right down the Middle East. These things are connected, Gary, and they are all due to put pressure on Israel to have them cave. I do not believe, though, Israel will be – I don't think they will cave.
You know, Dan Kistler, we're starting to see more and more prophecy come into fruition every day, are we not?
Yes, Dr. Gary, we are. And, you know, this is just a comment. Other people may not feel this way, but and I haven't talked to you and Dave and Sam about it, but you get the weird feeling that we're on the verge of something happening, you know. And I know people say, you know, the Lord's return, and that could be it. But, you know, there's just a strange feeling in the country that, you know, things are not right. And I agree with Sam. I was listening to an interview with Avi Lipkin, you know, driving up here Saturday, and he commented about Israel having to retaliate. You know, they will do what they need to do. And of course, you know, Avi's wife, Rachel, you know, works in Israeli intelligence. And so I'm sure there's things he knows that he obviously cannot share on the radio. But it's just like we're witnessing the leading up to the Lord's return.
You know, it's interesting, Dan, that you bring that up, because I think, Sam, you and I were talking about this the other day, but there are, from a number of sources, people are starting to point towards September the 15th. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys have followed this or not, but, and I've just been watching this over the internet, that this is going to happen in September, that's going to happen in September, so forth and so on. So, you know, when you say that it appears as though you feel like something's going to happen, maybe it is a build-up to something that is even beyond our imagination.
Well, Gary, if I could add this to the mix, this past Friday at an Armed Services Committee hearing, one of our Navy admirals admitted this, that for the first time in years, we will not have an aircraft carrier presence in the Persian Gulf. There's going to be about a two-month absence. And this was according to testimony delivered by Admiral John Richardson this past Friday in this committee hearing. So Gary, all of this seems to be coming together at a very interesting and perhaps, as Dan is suggesting, a very strategic time.
And Sam, added to that, Jade Helm, brother.
Well, I mean, the economic data, the forecast and that, I mean, there's a whole range of things. And so, as Dan says, you can't really be observing anything that's going on without getting a strong sense that there is something brewing. And so I just even tell listeners who are listening, I mean, yeah, that what we're saying is no surprise probably anybody who's listening anywhere across this country. However, when we see these things occur, from a biblical perspective, I think that we should look up. I think that for the Lord's return, we should always be doing that anyways, but we should also be doubling down and standing for truth and what
Absolutely.
This program's all about, standing
Absolutely.
In the gap for truth. Truth is needed now more than ever from the pulpits of America, from radio broadcasts Amen. Like ours, or from people who are listening with their neighbors. Don't run from the truth. The truth is the greatest thing we have, and God's Word gives it to us. If we stand there, we will remain firm, and we'll be prepared for whatever comes if we, in fact, do that. So let's not be discouraged, but let's be excited. Frankly, I am.
I just feel like something good is about to happen. I hear other music. I think it's time to quit. Anyway, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us, and this is Stand in the Gap. Today, this program is sponsored by the American Pastors Network, and we are on this same station every day at this same time. And, of course, to all of our new listeners today, welcome aboard. The Lord willing, we will be back again tomorrow at 12 o'clock Eastern. And, of course, along with Sam Rohr and Dave Kistler and Dan Kistler this week, I'm Gary Dahl saying stand in the gap for faith and freedom. Keep looking up, because we know the best is yet to come. Have a good and a godly day. We'll be right back.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Stand in the Gap today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler. Brought to you by the American Pastors Network. Every day on this station, we address the most urgent issues undermining the culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. APN takes seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Our mission is to declare truth into the public square, bringing a biblical worldview to the issues of the day. We seek to build a dynamic network of pastors across the nation who hold firmly to the authority of Scripture and boldly preach the whole counsel of God. This ministry is supported through the prayers and financial support of people like you, and we urge you to do all you can to help the American Pastors Network accomplish this mission. To learn more, visit www.AmericanPastorsNetwork.net and help us with your donation today. Find out how we're impacting the culture and how you can join in the mission. Join us again tomorrow for Stand in the Gap today.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. WFYL reminds you to pray for America.